A hospital and several civilian buildings in Baghdad were damaged today by explosions. There are conflicting reports about the extent of the damage and whether they were caused by U.S. missiles or bombs. Earlier this morning, an American POW was rescued. Relatives in West Virginia are celebrating the safe return of Army Private First Class Jessica Lynch. Lynch had been taken prisoner 10 days ago when her Army supply convoy was ambushed in southern Iraq. Her rescue occurred as U.S. ground forces renewed their push towards Baghdad. NPR Scott Horsley is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
The beginning of the battle for Baghdad?
Well, this appears to be at least a prelude to that battle. A spokesman at U.S. Central Command calls these the most significant battles to date. And he's talking there about the fight for Karbala to the southwest of Baghdad and Kut to the southeast. In Karbala, the members of the Army's 3rd Infantry Division launched an attack about midnight local time, and they managed to encircle the city, which sits on the main approach to the capital from the southwest. As you mentioned, this comes after days of heavy bombing of Republican Guard forces who had been massed there. Yesterday, General Richard Myers, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, said those Republican Guard forces have now lost more than half of their fighting strength.
And what are the Marines doing to the southeast of Baghdad?
The Marines, as you know, have been pushing north along the Tigris River, and we're told they have now seized another key bridge over the river, the Tigris. In fact, one officer told a Reuters reporter who's traveling with the Marines that that is, quote, the last big bridge we need. By controlling that bridge, the Marines will now be able to flow thousands of troops up the road towards Baghdad from the southeast while the Army is over there on the southwest. The commander of British forces in Iraq, Air Marshal Brian Burridge, said today this is what he calls the decisive phase of the war beginning. At the same time, the Air Marshal cautioned that the push to Baghdad might not begin immediately. Even what he calls decisive phases often take time. And President Saddam Hussein issued a statement today saying Iraq has so far utilized only a third or less of its armed forces.
PFC Jessica Lynch rescued overnight.
Yeah, this is a story that has certainly lifted a lot of spirits among U.S. forces in Iraq and folks at home as well. Lynch is a private first class. She was part of the Army's 507th Maintenance Company. That's that supply convoy that you'll remember took a wrong turn in Nasiriyah 10 days ago and rolled into an ambush. Some members of the convoy were killed. Some were taken prisoner. Lynch apparently was one of the ones taken prisoner, although she is not one of the five who we saw interviewed on Iraqi television. Last night, around midnight local time, U.S. commandos who were acting on an intelligence tip raided the Nasiriyah hospital where Lynch was being held and rescued her. There are some reports that Marines who were in Nasiriyah at the time staged various decoy raids in order to free the path for the Special Operations Forces. Lynch is now back in U.S.-controlled territory. We're told she has two broken legs and one broken arm, but is otherwise in good condition. She's from West Virginia, and that state's Senior Senator Jay Rockefeller called the rescue a miracle.
And what about the rest of her unit?
Well, that's a different picture. We do know that 11 unidentified bodies were also recovered in the Nasiriyah hospital with Lynch. Some of those bodies were told may be an American. A forensics team is working to identify them and also figure out the circumstances of their death. A spokesman for U.S. Central Command says, quote, we have a lot more work to do. We have a lot more POWs that we're still worried about.
Are U.S. troops still meeting resistance elsewhere in Iraq?
They certainly are. There's troublesome fighting in a number of areas. One of those is Najaf, where U.S. forces are taking fire from one of the most sacred sites for Shiite Muslims, the Mosque of Ali, who was the son-in-law of the Prophet Muhammad. U.S.-led forces so far have not been returning fire, but a statement from Central Command calls this the latest example of the regime's continued strategy of placing sacred sites in Iraq in jeopardy.
NPR's Scott Horsley.